The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Boost Your Brain Power with Dr. Eric Kaplan, New York City's first board-certified functional neurologist and founder of Kaplan Brain and Body in Manhattan and New Jersey. Using applied clinical neuroscience, a safe, gentle, and effective non-invasive technique to keep your brain, spine, and nerves functioning to promote better quality of life. Dr. Kaplan is also author of Boost Your Brain Power, a guide to improving your memory and focus. And now, to tell you more about it, here's your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Hello, welcome to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. Hope everyone is enjoying their day so far. Look forward to reviewing some ways to improve your brain function through the process called neuroplasticity. Neuroplasticity is when we can actually rewire your brain. It used to be thought that if your brain was damaged from a stroke, or you have Parkinson's or dementia, or Alzheimer's, that these are progressive types of conditions that you won't be able to get any better. You just have to live with these problems, whether you got to live in a wheelchair, you got to live with the tremor, memory is just going to get worse as you get older. But that is not true anymore. And that hasn't been true for the past 22 years, or at least since I've been studying neurology. And the key is you could make your brain stronger. Just like you go to the gym and make your muscles stronger, you can also make your brain stronger. But you got to work it. You use it or you lose it, right? If you don't use your muscles and you're a couch potato, and all you do is watch Netflix and sit at the computer and just go to work and eat dinner and, you know, really don't have any activities in your life and are really living that sedentary lifestyle, that is a recipe for your muscles to become weaker, but it's also a recipe for your brain to become weaker. The worst thing for the brain is inactivity. So you need to challenge your brain and you need to challenge your body. And remember, we said in one of the previous weeks is that you never want to sit for more than 20 minutes. Call that the 20-minute rule. Every 20 minutes, you get up for 20 seconds, you walk 20 feet, you move your body for 20 seconds. It could be 20 seconds of push-ups, 20 seconds of jumping jacks, a 20-second walk. You know, we just have to take that 20-second break every 20 minutes. And if you're looking at the computer, you also want to look 20 feet away. Our brains are meant for three dimensions, not two dimensions. So these screens are very bad for your brain. Right now, everything's in two dimension. Your cell phone's two dimensional. The TV's two dimension. The computer's two dimension. But we need three dimensions. We need to see depth perception. One of the best ways to do that is through what's called Brock strings. We have that at our office. If you're interested, you can email me info@kaplanbrainandbody.com and we can send it to you, or you can come pick it up at the office. They're called Brock strings. I've been doing those for past 8 years. I found out about them after I went to my eye doctor, and he told me that I was going to need bifocals soon. So right now I'm 44 years old. 7 years ago, right, I was 37. So I was going to the eye doctor ever since I've been a little boy. I've had glasses since elementary school, and every year they would get worse and worse and worse. So my prescription had to get stronger and stronger and stronger. But during my yearly checkup at 37 years old, and again, my prescription got worse, just like it did basically every year of my entire life. He said, now that you're approaching 40, not only are you going to need glasses to see far distances, but you're also going to need glasses to see close by for reading, for example. That's your near vision. So I said, what are you talking about? He goes, oh, that just comes with age, that you're going to need reading glasses also. And that triggered me, because I don't like when doctors say, oh, it's just age, because I know that's not true. You can get healthier and healthier as you get older. And for your eyes, part of the work are these Brock string exercises. And basically what it is a string and has these different colored beads on it. And you look at the bead that's pretty close to you, maybe 6 inches to 8 inches away. And then another couple of inches, you look at another colored bead and you really focus on that colored bead so that the bead that you're focusing on is single and the other beads are double. And you're changing the distance from near to far. So the first bead might be closer, and then the next bead goes a little bit further. So you're getting that depth perception. That's how you can combat always looking at these flat screens. You have to do these Brock string exercises, unless you just are okay with needing reading glasses. Okay. To me, I always get to the root cause of the problem, not just treat it with the symptoms, but figure out, how come my vision is getting worse? And then I just realized it's because I wasn't exercising my eyes. So now I do these Brock string exercises. And every single year for the past 7 years, my vision has improved. It used to get worse and worse every year. Now, because the doctor told me my near vision is going to get worse with age, he motivated me to do these eye exercises and improve not only my far vision, but my near vision as well. But it's work. I got to do it every single day. And I teach you how to do these eye exercises, because there's tons of them. The Brock string is just one of them. But I have a whole set of eye exercises that I do to improve my vision. And every single year, my vision improves. Hopefully. Maybe even to the point where I get rid of my glasses. I don't know if that's possible. You know, there could be limitations, but I want to reach my potential. That's for sure. But don't let anyone blame anything on age. That was the trigger for me. Right? Remember the story I told you about the patient that came to me with the right knee pain. And I said, oh, what did your doctor say? He said, oh, it's just old age. And I said, well, how old's your left knee? The left knee is just as old as the right knee. So if it was age, both knees would be bothering him. So that's just something to think about. As you get older, you don't have to have more pain. As you get older, your memory does not have to get worse. As you get older, you don't have to have that little hunchback. As you get older, your eyes can improve. Your cardiovascular system can improve. You can bring your blood pressure down. You could exercise more, but you got to put in the work. You use it or you lose it, right? If you want to prevent dementia or Alzheimer's, you have to challenge your brain. You have to rewire your brain with neuroplasticity. You have to learn new things. And it doesn't have to be anything major like learning a new instrument or learning a new language. Those would be great. And those are really challenging, and I highly recommend them. But, you know, you might want to start off with just little things. Let me learn how to sew a button. You know, learn something that's maybe useful in your life. Let me learn how to make a fire. Let me learn how to filter water. Do things that, you know, might be useful. Let me learn how to garden. Let me learn how to plant. Let me learn how to put together this furniture. Let me learn how to change my own oil in my car. You know, learn things that will be useful, but are challenging to you. Right now, everything's too easy, right? You just call AAA, they'll change your tire. You get your food delivered. You get people with an Uber to pick you right up. You anything you can't remember, you just look on Google. You have calculators, and you got Google Maps, and you know, with all the technology, you don't even have to remember people's phone numbers anymore. But like we said, if you want to prevent dementia and Alzheimer's, you got to challenge yourself. So why don't you do that this week? Hey, I'm going to memorize three people's phone numbers. I'm going to memorize my friend's phone number, my brother's phone number, and my cousin's phone number. Any three people. It could be your doctor. It could be your accountant. It could be, you know, anyone, your teacher. It doesn't matter, but try and purposely remember the person's phone number. When you go to the grocery store, challenge yourself and put a list of 20 foods you have to get, but memorize the list, what's written down. Use math, start instead of putting in the calculator, when you're at a restaurant and you want to, tip 20%, do the actual math yourself. Do the actual math rather than just putting in the calculator or looking on the receipt where they do it for you. So purposely challenge yourself, physically challenge yourself. So instead of taking the escalator or the elevator, take the stairs. Instead of taking the subway 20 blocks, walk the 20 blocks. Instead of parking right next to the store, park the furthest from the store. Always challenge yourself. Instead of, rolling it in the cart, carry it with your arms. You always don't want to take the easy way out because then the muscles and the brain become weaker. Don't always eat when you're hungry. Especially at night. Nighttime eating is one of the worst things for the brain. It's very bad for sleep. If you have troubles with sleep, you never want to eat within 4 hours of bedtime. If you want to go to bed at 10, you should be done eating by 6. Have 4 hours of no electronics if you have trouble with sleep. But that's a challenge that makes you work. Right? So it's like, don't always eat when you're hungry. You got to push yourself. Don't always, stop running when you're tired. Say, hey, you know what? I can go a little bit more. Push yourself. I learned this from Arnold Schwarzenegger. When he was working out, he wouldn't count his reps till he was tired and he didn't think he could do any more. So he'd do all these reps until he was fatigued, and then he would start counting. 1, 2, 3, 4. All right. And that's when you gain the most muscle mass. So you got to challenge your brain, you got to challenge your muscles, you got to challenge your eyes, challenge your memory. You got to make yourself work. That's the only way to improve your function and to make progress with your health. Okay? When we come back, we'll review some more ways to boost your brain power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, and we'll see you back in 1 minute.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com.
Return now to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, founder of Eric Kaplan Brain and Body, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. So I hope we learned a lot already about how to challenge your brain. Always make it work. Always learn new things. Novelty is one of the top three ways to prevent dementia and Alzheimer's disease. You have to learn new things. So never retire. You know, when people retire, that's when their brain goes downhill. That's when their health goes downhill. So you don't necessarily have to don't stay in a job that isn't satisfactory to you, or you're not including in your passion, or where you don't like your boss or your coworkers, or it's causing too much stress. But what I'm saying, don't retire, is like, don't quit your job and sit on the couch watching Netflix all day. You know, that's the worst thing to do. That will make your brain get worse and worse and worse. And, you know, I saw that with my grandma, Grandma Dottie, who passed away from Alzheimer's. When she moved down to Florida and she was less active, she wasn't playing tennis like she was. She wasn't playing cards with her friends like she used to. She was sitting at home, you know, watching Wheel of Fortune, you know, not very active, not going for daily walks, not being as social, not caring much about her appearance. Her brain just got worse and worse and worse. And the last 10 years of her life, she was miserable. She didn't even want to be alive. And that's no way to live. You know, you spend your whole life helping others and doing such good, and then just to be miserable the last 10 years of your life, that's a sad story. So in my office, we want to prevent that. So when I have patients that want to improve their memory and improve their quality of life, I always think of my grandma Dottie, and I want to give to these people what I wasn't able to give to her. I didn't have the knowledge at that point. Even my grandpa, who was, you know, a little bit healthier, when I went to visit him in the nursing home, he's in this wheelchair, even though he could walk. And he's just kind of rolling around in a wheelchair. And I said, "Gramps, what are you doing? Like, how come you're not walking?" And he said, "Oh, it's just easier to, well, it's easier to be rolled around in the wheelchair." And I said, "Yeah, but that's not good for your brain and that's not good for your body." And he said, "Really?" And he didn't even know. He didn't even realize, hey, I should be walking. And knowledge is power. So a lot of people don't realize how important movement is for your brain function. It is super important. When they ever interview the centenarians, people who live longer than 100, and they say, what's the secret to living a long, healthy life? The two most common answers across the board was daily exercise. And it could be as simple as taking a walk every day. And the second thing was not eating foods with preservatives. You want to eat everything fresh. So when you go to the supermarket, you only shop on the outside of the supermarket, because what's in all the aisles are bags and boxes and cans. Now, stay away from dairy products also. I know dairy could probably be found on the outside of the supermarket, but for some reason, they always group eggs and dairy together, even though eggs are not dairy. The milk of a cow is biologically made for the calf, the baby cow. The milk of a sheep is biologically made for the baby sheep. The milk of a goat is biologically made for the baby goat. And the milk of a human is made for baby humans. So we're only supposed to drink milk when we're babies, and we're only supposed to have a human milk. There's no other species on the planet that drinks another species' milk. Human beings are the only ones that do it. But there's plenty of species that eat fruit. There's plenty that eat veggies and eat meat and eggs. But there's no species that has another species' milk. It doesn't make sense, because we have different enzymes than cows. We have different acid and bile than cows. We have different stomach and intestines than cows. So you have to stay away from dairy products, from yogurt, from cheese, milk, creamy sauces, pizza, ice cream, cream cheese, sour cream. Milk is the worst thing you could put in your body. I learned that when I was a young child. When I was 13, I had chronic bronchitis. And I used to wake up every morning coughing. I was also overweight. I had bad acne. My pediatrician put me on steroids and antibiotics, which made me throw up all the time. I was a very sick child. And the only way I was able to cure my own bronchitis was by changing my nutrition. my father used to take me to these seminars. They were called natural hygiene. And these natural hygiene seminars is where I learned that dairy products can't be digested properly by human beings. So immediately I quit dairy, and within a month, I cured my own bronchitis. And I was able to get rid of my steroids, get rid of my antibiotics. My acne cleared up. I lost the weight that I was put on. My brain fog cleared up. Girls started talking to me. I started performing better in sports. You know, once I got better from dairy, then I just kept on trying to take it to the next level. And then I got rid of gluten, and then I got rid of corn and soy, and figured out all these products that are causing major problems. I mean, I remember, you know, being a little kid talking about how red food dye caused cancer, and, you know, how yellow food dye can be linked to focusing problems and ADD. And, you know, a lot of children who have ADD or ADHD are reacting to gluten and dairy and preservatives and food dyes and all these chemicals and herbicides and pesticides that are sprayed in our foods. So we got to be very careful what we put in our body. You are what you eat. So if you eat toxic poison, you're going to become toxic. And that's where cancer is going to be. And that's where ADD is going to be. And that's where autism is going to be. And that's where Alzheimer's is going to be. And, you know, these toxins that you put in your body can cause major repercussions. And there are toxins everywhere. There's, you know, even in the water that we drink, you know, there's fluoride and there's chlorine and there's lead in the paint and in the pipes. And, you know, there's aluminum in the deodorant and in the foil and in the cooking pans. And, you know, so you got to really think about all these chemicals that you're putting in your body, because you don't want to have all that brain inflammation. So novelty is one way to keep the brain strong, and then avoiding dairy, gluten, corn, soy, preservatives, chemicals, heavy metals. Those are ways to, you know, prevent bad things from occurring. So we want to eat a lot of the good stuff, right? Superfoods like blueberries and avocado and, you know, different coconut oil is really good fat for you, and walnuts are good protein. And, you know, we want to eat the wide range of colors, you know, the orange carrots and the blue blueberries and the purple grapes, the red strawberries, right? The green spinach. You got to cover the rainbow to get all your nutrients. You got to avoid all the bad stuff, and you got to give that brain the good, healthy nutrients. We said the brain needs novelty. It also needs food, needs the healthy food. And it also needs water. You need to drink half your body weight in ounces. If you weigh 200 pounds, you need to drink 100 ounces of water. And it's not just water. It has to be mineralized water. So you got to have your minerals, because for your brain to function best and your body to function best, you don't want to be in an acidic environment. You want to be in an alkaline environment. And the way to get an alkaline environment is to avoid sugar, sugar replacements. Right when you wake up in the morning, get your mineralized water with some warm water with some lemon in it as well. And then you want to drink a half hour before each meal. So a half hour before breakfast, a half hour before lunch, and a half hour before dinner. Then you also want to have before bed as well. So always on an empty stomach is the best time to absorb it. It's also good for digestion. It's good for your immune system and your brain function. So keep that in your mind to stay hydrated. Okay. So we got to reduce the inflammation. We got to reduce stress. We got to eat healthy. We got to get hydrated. And that is the way to boost your brain power. We're going to continue this discussion when we come back from the break, and we will see you in 1 minute.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com. Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power with your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. We're talking about ways to improve your brain function through a process called neuroplasticity, rewiring the brain to make it stronger. The best ways to make your brain stronger are to do new activities, novelty. We also got to eat all the colors of the rainbow: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, violet, all the different colors. That's how you get your nutrients. You never need a multivitamin. The only time you're going to take a supplement or a vitamin is if you're actually deficient, right? So most people are deficient in vitamin D. We get that from the sun. So most people are inside all day and they're not exposed to the sun. You know, we're in New Jersey, New York, we're in a northern latitude. It's not as strong. We wear long sleeves so the sun doesn't hit the skin. We're in New York City, the buildings are tall. There's pollution blocking the sun. So most people are vitamin D deficient. They're not getting enough sunlight. So vitamin D supplementation is something that many people have to do. However, calcium supplements are taken a lot more than vitamin D supplements, and many people are not deficient in calcium, yet still take these supplements because either they're told to by their doctor, they are diagnosed with osteoporosis. They say once you reach a certain age, it's going to help with your bones. Little kids, they want you to take it so they grow quickly. You know, the dairy industry has brainwashed us into thinking that calcium is deficient in many people, and the way to get that is through milk. However, they're just selling their product. We don't need milk because we aren't babies and we're not cows. So even if you don't drink milk, you're not going to be calcium deficient. There's been no scientific evidence that shows people who drink more milk have less osteoporosis, or people who drink less milk don't have less calcium levels in their blood. So you're only going to take a calcium supplement if you're really deficient. I find the exact opposite. Most people that I test, if anything, if they're not normal, they have too much calcium. And that can be a problem in what's called your parathyroid. So if you get high calcium levels above 10, you know, you got to check your parathyroid. It's important. So we have to analyze blood work to see what you're deficient in. So if you have your annual physical and you've gotten your blood work, you know, you want to take a look and don't just look at the abnormal levels. You got to look at the normal levels too, because if you're on the higher end, even though it might be normal, it still might be out of range. So my scales are different. I practice what's called functional medicine. So we look at the scales a little bit differently. You know, most doctors are okay if your vitamin D is 25, 30, something like that, because that's what the lab values say is normal. However, in my patient load,
We want their vitamin D levels above 40, above 50, above 60. That is what you really need. And that boosts your immune system. That boosts your brain power. A lot of people with vitamin D deficiency have depression. It's called seasonal affect disorder. So right now we're in the fall, and as the sun is setting a little bit earlier and it's a little bit colder, so we're not getting as much vitamin D, a lot of people start to get depressed. That's called seasonal affect disorder. And one of the easiest solutions is to supplement with vitamin D, because that's going to boost your brain power, get all your nutrients. All right, so we said novelty, doing new things, learn a new instrument, learn a new language, learn a new dance move, learn how to sew a button, learn how to put a bookcase up. So you got to keep learning new things. Keep taking classes. Stimulate your mind. You use it or you lose it. So we got to do new activities. We're going to get all our nutrients. Before the break, we talked about drinking the right amount of water, half your body weight in ounces. Make sure you get your electrolytes, not just about the water, but also that the minerals are inside it as well. And the best time to drink the water is a half hour before each meal, as well as first thing in the morning and last thing at night. Those are the most important times to drink your water. And the last most important thing to boost your brain power is the oxygen. Oxygen is life. Now, the air in the atmosphere is only 20% oxygen. It's actually mostly nitrogen and carbon dioxide. In our offices, we have an oxygen concentrator, which doubles that. So instead of breathing 20% oxygen, you're breathing 40% oxygen. That's going to give your brain a big boost power. We also have hyperbaric oxygen chamber. So a lot of our patients are reporting that the hyperbaric oxygen chamber improves their brain function, improves their focus, their memory, helps with Lyme disease, actually. Patients have been reporting their Lyme symptoms have decreased after doing the hyperbaric oxygen chamber. And that could be a lot of things, trouble with focus, brain fog, memory, skin problems, digestive problems, sleeping problems, anxiety. So Lyme disease kind of has a wide variety of symptoms, just like COVID. You know, it all depends on where the bacteria or where the virus attacks, and it usually attacks your weakest spot. So if your gut is weak, a lot of times you're going to have gut problems. If your lungs are weak, you might have lung problems. If your brain's inflamed, you're going to have brain problems. So it really picks out where the weakness is. So if you follow those simple rules, right? Eating healthy, doing new things, getting your sunlight, drinking your water, and getting all your oxygen, you're going to function better. You're going to feel better. You're going to live a better life, a high quality of life where you don't need doctors. You don't need medicine. All the healing potential is within your body. There's no better doctor than a human body. Sometimes we just need a little help on how to unleash its optimal function. And that's what I do at Kaplan Brain and Body. So we have two offices, one in Emerson, New Jersey in Bergen County. We also have one in Manhattan in the West Village. And we have all types of therapy. I told you about the hyperbaric oxygen chamber. We have massage therapists. We have cranial sacral therapists. We have lymph drainage therapists. We have nasal ballooning therapists. So a lot of people who've been losing their smell or their taste from COVID are getting benefits with this nasal ballooning. And we're actually able to get people their smell back. Smell is super important. It's one of the first signs of dementia or even Parkinson's. So people who are losing their smell now are more likely to get neurological disorders later in life. So loss of smell will come way before a tremor in Parkinson's, or loss of smell will come way before the memory goes in Alzheimer's disease. So if you've lost your smell, it's something that we want to start working on immediately. So the hyperbaric oxygen chamber is very good for that. The infrared laser therapy, the neuroplasticity of rewiring the brain. Neurons can regenerate. It used to be thought that they couldn't, but now we know they can. And they can grow about 1 millimeter a day, which works out to about 3 centimeters a month. So it is possible to create new pathways and new connections through a process called neuroplasticity. But we have to work it. We got to get your brain stronger. And you could do brain exercises, just like you could do physical exercises at the gym for your muscles. At our offices, we do brain rehab to get people their smell back, to get people their taste back, to improve their balance and their headaches. With Lyme disease, it takes a lot. We got to change their diet. We have to change their nutrition. We got to change their emotional stress levels. You know, the emotional stress is the silent killer. So most people who don't recover from Lyme disease, who don't recover from concussion, we see a lot of patients with concussion. And some people can hit their head and be fine, while others can hit their head and not have any of their symptoms resolve. They still have headaches. They still have dizziness. They still have brain fog. They still have fatigue. I actually just co-authored a book on concussion and how it can lead to dementia later in life. You could go on the website concussiondiscussions.com to find out more about that. If you wanted to purchase the book, concussiondiscussions.com. It's the effect of your brain after you hit your head and what can happen later in life, not just right after, but even 5, 10, 20 years after a head injury. So we see a lot of patients with concussion. And some of them even have to drop out of school. They have to quit their job. So what we do is do a full neurological evaluation, figure out where the damaged part of the brain are, and then use that neuroplasticity and functional neurology to strengthen those weak areas. The best test for concussion or Lyme disease is called a VNG, video nystagmography. It's normally $400. It doesn't have any radiation, but it tests all the areas of your brain. If you're interested, we're going to do a special where you can get it for only $21, but you have to call 201-261-2150 because it's only going to be for the first 7 people that call, where you can get a $400 VNG test, which is good for concussion or Lyme disease or anybody with memory, dizziness, headaches, brain problems, autism, ADD. If you call 201-261-2150, you can get the entire test for only $21. So call immediately because it's only good for the first 7 people. All right, and we will finish this discussion after the break. I am Dr. Eric Kaplan. You're listening to Boost Your Brain Power.
Kaplan Brain and Body, Manhattan's largest functional neurology practice, is now serving Bergen County as well. Functional neurology focuses on the scientific study of mechanisms that underlie disease and disorders of the brain and central nervous system. Want to improve your brain function? Need help with memory, sleep, digestion? How about depression or anxiety, balance and headaches, or simply want to maximize your potential and prevent future diseases? Then call Kaplan Brain and Body today at 201-261-2150. As New York's first board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan specializes in getting to the root cause of numerous brain and health conditions rather than treating symptoms with traditional medicines and risky surgeries. Kaplan Brain and Body takes a holistic approach to modern-day medical problems, from Alzheimer's to Parkinson's, stroke and autism to migraines, skin and digestive problems. For an appointment, call 201-261-2150 or visit KaplanDC.com. That's KaplanDC.com.
This is Boost Your Brain Power with board-certified functional neurologist, Dr. Eric Kaplan.
Welcome back to Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. Hope you're enjoying the show so far. We just talked a little bit about how to boost your brain power through oxygen, breathing properly. Remember, the breathing exercise is to inhale for 4 seconds, hold it for 7 seconds, and exhale for 8 seconds. So that's inhale for 4 seconds, hold it for 7 seconds, and exhale for 8 seconds. When you inhale, you want to breathe from your diaphragm and you want to push your belly down and out like you have a pregnant belly. When you exhale, you want to suck everything in and squeeze that carbon dioxide out of your lungs and push it out. Push every single breath out, because the more carbon dioxide you get rid of, the more room there is for oxygen. And there's multiple ways to improve oxygen. You can also get plants in your house or your apartment. Spider plants, snake plants, aloe vera plants have high levels of oxygen. Those are the best plants for oxygen. You can work on your posture. Everyone with the computers and their cell phones are always slouching. So you got to work on your posture. You got to stand up, look up, and roll those shoulders back multiple times a day. Physical movement. Stop sitting for so long. That is not good for your posture. Always think your body's upright. You want to visualize your ear being above your shoulder, not in front of your shoulder. Posture is key. Super, super important for oxygen levels. Now, another thing is to go outside. And you want to go outside where there's lots of trees. One tree has enough oxygen for 5 people. So I want to be 1 person for 5 trees. I want to, you know, sit out in my backyard where I have a bunch of trees. It's like a whole forest in the back. That's why I bought my house. So I can meditate there. I can exercise there. I can do my breathing. I can read. I can play with my kids. So being outside is key for your brain function. We don't want to work inside all day and eat dinner inside and watch TV inside. Being inside all day is not good for the brain. You're not going to get your oxygen. You're not going to get your vitamin D. You're not going to get your physical exercise. So you need oxygen to boost that brain power. And you can even do a hyperbaric oxygen chamber, which is 100% oxygen. And there is a pressure chamber where it increases the pressure and can actually squeeze the oxygen into the cells. Very good. For people who've had issues with scuba diving, where they get the bends and they get dizzy. It's also very good for scar healing. So people with scars on their skin like to use the oxygen chamber to help speed up the healing process and get their skin looking better and feeling better. Even a lot of people with COVID-19 now are starting to use the hyperbaric oxygen chamber because the virus can't live in 100% oxygen. It sort of suffocates them. People have been using this hyperbaric oxygen chamber for years for Lyme disease. And I spoke about a lot with Lyme disease, but I've been seeing so many patients with Lyme disease and concussion recently. We are in a very deer infested area. So with all these deer running around, we're going to get a lot of ticks. So a lot of people are getting tick bites. However, not everyone who gets a tick bite actually gets Lyme disease, because if your immune system's strong, if you're well rested, if you're well hydrated, your vitamin D levels are high, your immune system is going to fight it off. Same thing with COVID. If you have high levels of vitamin D, if you have good zinc, and you know your immune system is strong and you're not stressed out, you're able to handle it better. People who are obese, they have diabetes, they have heart disease, they're in stress mode, they're vitamin D deficient. Those are the people that get the worst outcomes. I know we don't hear that a lot on the news. You know, what can I do to prevent getting COVID? Well, vitamin D is number one. Losing weight, if you're obese, definitely number two. Reducing stress is number three. Those have been, you know, the most important thing. So you got to you know, lose weight. We don't want to have diabetes or heart disease. We got to have our vitamin D, get outside and get the sunlight, and you can't be stressed out. You know, the first step is turning off the news. The news will put you in stress mode. Everything's a fire or terrorism or racism or police brutality or political corruption or COVID killing everybody. Or now we got the monkeypox. And then you got, you know, natural disasters, tornadoes and hurricanes and domestic violence and murders and shootings. And that's what the news is. You know, you want to start your day in stress mode, then you're more likely to have all these problems. If you want to reduce stress, your first step is turning off the TV and getting outside. Right? Growing up, all we did, after school, we'd be outside. We'd play basketball and go bike riding, play football, you know, meet up with my friends. You know, we were always outside. Now today, these kids want to get home from school and they just want to stay inside and they want to play video games and be on the computer and TikTok and YouTube. So we got to be smart about it. We got to get outside, not just for adults, but for children too. You want to reduce autism. You want to reduce ADD, ADHD, dyslexia. Part of it is exercise and getting outside and getting sunlight and oxygen. So I'm not the doctor that writes you the prescription. Don't come to me if you want prescriptions. I don't do that. Don't come to me if you want surgery. I don't do that. But if you want to get to the root cause of your problem, if you want to increase your oxygen levels, if you want to boost your brain power, improve memory and focus, this is the office for you. Now, one of the best ways to diagnose brain problems is called a QEEG brain mapping. This will tell us if you have anxiety, if your cortisol levels are too high. This will tell us if you have sleeping difficulties, if you have a thyroid problem, if you have heavy metal poisoning, if you've had a viral infection, if you have intestinal inflammation, if you have troubles with focus, if you have anger problems, if you have aggression problems, if you have poor empathy. It really analyzes the whole brain. It has 19 different electrodes and can analyze each area of the brain without any radiation. There's no risk. It just measures the electrical impulses by wearing these little, it's like a swimmer's cap that you wear, and there's the attachments that measure each lobe of the brain. That test, which tells us literally how each area of the brain is functioning, which areas are good and which areas are bad, it's normally $400. But we're doing a special for my radio listeners. If you call 201-261-2150, you can get the QEEG brain mapping, which is normally $400. You can get the entire test for only $21. And that includes a consultation with me, where I would analyze your whole brain map. I would analyze your history, look at your blood work. I would look at your family history and figure out exactly where the problems are based on your brain map and give you solutions in a holistic and integrative, natural way without any drugs, no injections, no surgeries, and teach you how to help yourself. The best doctor is the human body. So we want the human body to heal on its own. But the brain mapping is going to tell us what areas are not working. So then we could focus our rehab on those weak areas. And I could let you know what you need to do to fix any area that's not functioning to optimal levels. Now, this is not going to pick up, you know, like a tumor or anything, but it will pick up if there's lack of blood flow and lack of oxygen. So it's a non-invasive test that gives us valuable information. And it's normally $400. But if you sign up, if you're one of the first 7 people to call us, you can get the entire test for only $21. Just say you listen to my radio show, Boost Your Brain Power, on Saturday, and you will be entitled to that test. And if you want to get one of your family members, you can sign up 2 people. It could be, oh, I want me and my daughter to come in. You know, you'd each have to pay the $21, but instead of paying $400 each, you only have to pay $21 each. All right, so take advantage, because a lot of people are going to call. And if you can't call, you can also email us info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. That's info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. And just say you want to take advantage of the $21 QEEG brain mapping. All right. And we said, if you're interested in my new book that just launched this week, actually, it's called concussiondiscussions.com. You can go to the website to find more information about that. I also have an old book that I wrote a couple of years ago called Boost Your Brain Power. That can be found on Amazon. Boost Your Brain Power, A Guide to Improving Your Memory and Your Focus. If you want to subscribe to my YouTube channel, it's Kaplan Brain and Body. You can get a lot of educational videos there as well. So there's lots of resources. There's lots of ways for you to improve yourself. Even if you decide not to get the VNG or the QEEG brain mapping, some people don't like all that technology. So what we're going to do also is offer you a physical evaluation, which is normally $400, which includes reflexes, balance, range of motion. I check out your posture. I check out your eyes, your hearing. We check out your coordination, your memory, muscle strength, everything. It's a complete evaluation. It takes about 45 minutes to an hour. It's normally $400 to spend that hour with me. But if you sign up today, you can get it for only $21. And you can take advantage of both. You want to do the QEEG brain mapping and you want to do the evaluation with me, you can do that. You just got to be one of the first seven people. So give us a call at 201-261-2150. Or you can email info@kaplanbrainandbody.com. And we can set you up. Hope you guys learned a lot today on how to boost your brain power. I look forward to helping you in the future. I hope you continue to listen and learn and teach others how to live a life with health and love and well-being and live in a natural way where you don't need drugs, you don't need surgery. This is Boost Your Brain Power. I'm your host, Dr. Eric Kaplan. See you next week.
The preceding program sponsored by Kaplan Brain and Body, LLC.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.